Thunder Bay. Dougal Media reached out to school board trustee candidates in the public and Catholic board races and are publishing the answers to a series of questions posed to them. Not all candidates responded with answers to the questions posed. 1. Why did you decide to run for school board trustee? I am a proud graduate of our Thunder Bay Catholic School Board and the first elected trustee who graduated from one of our secondary schools. Our daughter Emmy is now learning at St. Bernard, the same school where my growth in faith and educational pursuits began. I believe in our Catholic schools, who along with my late father and past trustee, Norris Badani, taught me service above self. This past term, I have proven to be a trustee who listens, communicates, and stands up for those who need assistance. I believe that a strong Catholic school system provides a foundation for faith development, personal growth, and a passion for community service. I am motivated daily by the families who trust us with their children, and who also have faith in what our staff and Catholic school systems accomplish. I am a performing arts educator with my wife Candy Badani, where we empower youth with confidence, Paramount Live, or adults, Badani Theater. I work in higher education marketing, Lakehead University, and previously in privacy and corporate communications, Northwest Health Alliance, Northwest LHIN. I actively volunteer with organizations and service groups. I have been honored with a Paul Harris Fellow and a Thunder Bay Arts and Heritage Award. During my first term as a trustee on the Thunder Bay Catholic District School Board, I thoroughly enjoyed helping students and families. Learning about their needs and what we can do to make our school systems better for everyone. It brings joy to my heart to give back and help others. Point 2. What is the biggest challenge schools in our community currently face? How do you propose to address it? One of the biggest challenges in our school system is declining enrollment. With the birth rate declining in Thunder Bay, we need to continue to invest in our school infrastructure, professional development and resources for our outstanding teachers and communicate what makes TBCDSB a great choice for your children and families' educational journey. It begins with kindergarten and we need to continue to support and advise families who are considering registering their children in one of our Thunder Bay Catholic District schools by showing them the value we provide while learning with us. At the same time, some of our schools are having pressure points in capacity. We need to get permission to renovate and add to those elementary schools in need. Only by listening to the needs of our students, the schools, and the community where our schools are located, can we make the best decisions possible. I pride myself in knowing that the TBCDSB schools are the most welcoming schools for all, and we do our best to make students, families, and staff feel they have what it takes to deliver on their educational pursuits. What is the single greatest impact you plan to make for students? Over my first term, I continued to communicate with our community. That is part of the job of a trustee. I promised to keep open communication past the election, and I continue to do so. My social media channels remained active to keep you updated, and even my trustee website. A trustee's role is to maintain a focus on student achievement, well-being, and equity and to participate in making decisions that benefit the board's entire jurisdiction while representing the interests of their constituents. They must also communicate the views and decisions of the board back to their constituents. OntarioSchoolTrustees.org. My work has been beyond just an election promise. Open communication, continued public support of all our schools, students, and activities, and time is given to listening to all families who reach out with a concern. The greatest impact I plan to continue to make for our students is to represent them, by listening to issues, providing prompt support in finding solutions to challenges, and representing families' views at the school board table. Continue to implement the new Thunder Bay Catholic District School Board strategic plan, Our Journey, Our Dream. Promote our Catholic school system, which provides students and families with a foundation for lifelong faith development, personal growth, and a passion for community service. Work through the pandemic recovery, academic and mental health support. Further invest in deep learning, which is connecting students with the world and its people in new, creative, collaborative ways. And, continue to support extracurricular activities, clubs, arts, sports, and events within our schools. These activities are extremely important for our students as many families have addressed the need for extracurricular activities within our schools and community. We have terrific teachers and community support that make many of these events and activities possible. Point 3. How can school boards support equity, diversity, inclusion and human rights initiatives? School boards, such as the Thunder Bay Catholic District School Board, support equity, diversity, inclusion and humane rights by ensuring it is top of mind. At the Thunder Bay Catholic District School Board, we pride ourselves on having welcoming schools for all students. Our community as a whole is diverse, equitable, inclusive, and a place where difference is valued and celebrated. Our students are why it is important to have such a community that values these traits. For our students to wake up each day and feel welcome, safe, and part of a much larger family when they come to school. This is the community that we shepherd and work to foster by focusing on students' attributes, virtues, and strengths while also acknowledging and honoring each and everyone's diversity. This past year, we recently published our new Thunder Bay Catholic District School Board, TBCDSB. Strategic Plan, Our Journey, Our Dream, which I worked on as part of our board's team. It is my priority to continue to see it implemented for our community members, staff, families, and students. To quote a few related sections from our strategic plan, work together to make our school communities places of compassion, inclusion, sharing and forgiveness in accordance with the teachings of Jesus Christ. Embrace and celebrate the importance of Indigenous culture and history among our students, staff and community. Provide inclusive environments for all students and staff, including our 2SLGBTQ+, where everyone feels valued, respected, dignified and loved. It is that commitment I have to continue on this journey, traveling side by side guided by truth, reconciliation, hope, love, and faith for our TBCDSB families. Point 4. What can trustees do concretely to improve graduation rates at board high schools? 5. Do you feel the budget process adequately reflects the needs of the classroom? The budget process at the Thunder Bay Catholic District School Board involves open consultation with all stakeholders. From our communities, schools, staff, administration and senior leadership, committee, and more. Trustees are provided with a full report containing information and feedback provided by all stakeholders. I found it really useful during the annual budget approval process to know what the needs of our schools and services are by reading the provided information. Trustees having further feedback and a stronger voice at the provincial table would as needed to ensure our Catholic representation is forefront. Needs with special education delivery, and ensuring enough support and resources are being funded for our staff in the classrooms and schools. It takes a village to raise a child, and our staff at the TBCDSB go above and beyond to make this possible, but we need to be there more to support them as trustees when the provincial government talks about funding our education system and services. Point 6. As schools transition from COVID-19, what do you think needs to be done to address the effects of the pandemic on mental health and well-being, student engagement and learning recovery? In recognition of the extremely taxing past few years, mental health and well-being have come paramount topics for students, families and staff of the Thunder Bay Catholic District School Board, TBCDSB. To support this work, this past year the TBCDSB hired 7 permanent mental health workers. As a board, we are fortunate to be blessed with social workers, mental health professionals, and a superior employee assistance program. We continue to help our colleagues and students get through the day, with compassion, empathy, and understanding. Creating a school system that is culturally safe and inclusive, that focuses on high levels of student achievement, and reducing gaps. Point 7. Knowing and acknowledging that many Indigenous students already face significant gaps in learning outcomes and achievement, what would you propose to do to mitigate learning loss specific to the unique challenges and needs faced by many Indigenous students across many Indigenous communities in the province, particularly those in remote areas? This year, the Thunder Bay Catholic District School Board welcomed a new student trustee to the table. We previously had 2 student trustees from each high school, and now have a 3rd student to represent Indigenous students. The board also from Fort William First Nation has an elected Indigenous trustee.
We need these voices at the boardroom table to lead. Recently, the TBCDSB has been able to expand the Indigenous Student Counselor program to include all senior elementary schools and both high schools. The Indigenous counselors have unique and diverse ways in which they connect with students and families to identify student strengths, needs and opportunities for growth in supporting student success. They work closely with our Indigenous graduation coaches and Anishinaabemowin language teachers as well as the wider school community to create a wrap-around, holistic approach to supporting our students. Point 8. Can you comment on what schools need to support students with special needs? This past term, not only did I have the opportunity to serve as a trustee, but also on numerous committees, including the Special Education Advisory Committee, SEAC. I have and will continue to listen, communicate, and stand up for those who need assistance. I am committed to being an accessible and responsive resource for families, students, staff, and senior leadership. I believe in honest, respectful communication and understand the complexities facing this generation of diverse youth. I believe striving for equality is essential to ensure each student receives what they require to help them meet their educational, social, and emotional needs. While working towards these goals for our students, as a board we need to ensure our staff has the tools, training, and sufficient staffing resources required to provide the support these needs of our students. Without providing these necessary resources, tools, or efficient staffing, we would be limited in our ability to do good work. Together we will continue to improve the lives of children and families, and it begins with partnerships and good relationships with our staff who work directly with our students. I will continue to listen and help the concerns of parents, guardians, and caregivers, while ensuring our staff are also equally listened to and consulted with prior to decisions and policies being approved. I will continue to work till we have ensured equitable and ethical stewardship of resources throughout our school system while supporting each child's educational and emotional needs, and once again, the needs of our staff to do their work, an initiative that the TBCDSB has worked on called Project Search, launched after a year of planning for special needs students. This program is now ready to welcome 8 students to it. It is in collaboration with TBRHSC and Community Living Thunder Bay, and Project Search will offer total workplace immersion for students with disabilities, mostly in their last year of high school, with the singular goal of competitive employment following completion. This is one of many exciting projects in recent years our staff at TBCDSB should be proud of. 9. What are your views on the role of technology in teaching and learning? This year the Thunder Bay Catholic District School Board was able to provide each student, staff a one-to-one device. These devices assist our students, especially for their day-to-day educational needs. It's about equitable access to technology within and outside of our classrooms. Access to technology can empower students, while also enhancing their learning abilities. They become exposed to tools and software that they may not have had at their fingertips on a daily basis. The TBCDSB has ensured and will continue to provide funding to improve students' access to technology while continuing to integrate technology in schools and the classroom. I have had the honor to see some amazing presentations from our teachers who are using these tools within and beyond the classroom. Access to technology removes barriers for students and enhances our learning spaces. It creates inspirational learning opportunities when teachers and students have access to these resources.